Carambola Community Music celebrates people of all ages and walks of life, creating, learning, and experiencing together. They are dedicated to preserving and growing the living tradition of Mexican folk music, song, dance, and visual art along the U.S.-Mexico border. Carambola has classes coming up with your name on it, and here to talk about community music are Carambola's leaders, Maria McCullough and Javi Pichardo. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You all came to us by way of Basketball in the Barrio. Can you tell us how that happened?
A man named Russ Bradford, who used to coach at UTEP and lives in Las Cruces, comes to Chicago every summer with his wife, Connie, and his daughter, Alma. And they were looking for a fiddle teacher when Alma was 3 or 4 years old. And so they asked a mentor of ours if they knew anyone and wrote their number on a pink post-it. And I called them and I started teaching Alma. And then a few years in, we were invited to come down to Basketball in the Barrio to do a music station. So 7-minute music stations. The first year we did penny whistles. The second year we did rhythm and singing. And then last year we brought a bunch of jaranas. And so that's how we started coming.
How fun. I had no idea that Basketball in the Barrio had a music component.
Yeah. Till...
Well, I call it like the anti-basketball camp where it's not about basketball, even though the quality of the coaches. We get coaches from around the states and even internationally, like Ireland and other places. So the quality of the basketball is really high. But really what happens around it is it's even greater, which is the visual arts, which last year was done by Sochi Rodriguez. The year before that was done by Francisco Delgado. So you get really high quality instructors or mentors of art. And the kids get to experience all that in 3 days.
Now, you all were here as mentors, but then how did we reel you in? Because you are from Chicago. You volunteered a couple years in a row. Is that 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years in a row. After the first year, we sort of fell in love with the area. And so that was when a seed was planted for us to move here. And we had always, Javi especially, had always wanted to start a project on our own. And I sort of had to grow into the idea. And so all of that came together. We loved the students we met and the families we worked with. And we loved being close to the border. And Javi's from Mexico City. I'm from California. My mom was from Arizona. My grandmother was from New Mexico. So...
all points meet in El Paso, seems like.
Yeah.
But then what a way to be introduced to a community with, I mean, you kind of came here with purpose and now you really are here with purpose. Is that just kind of how you guys have always done things?
I think we just both follow our heart. Like moving to Chicago in the first place for me was, I won't say a leap of faith. It was more like an answer to a call. And that worked out great.
Yes.
And I met so many people and had a great experience and started a theater company and worked at the Old Town School of Folk Music and met my husband. And so sort of that same feeling came about. And now it's for the two of us together. So I feel like, well, that worked out. I think this will work out. And we're so welcome here. Everyone has welcomed us with open arms. So how can you say no to that?
So what was your reluctance to doing it, to taking that leap here? You said, I mean, you know, I think Javi came up with the concept and you said you kind of needed a little bit of twisting.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we were just in a situation where there were a lot of us in this living space. We had a 3-story house and it was packed with Maria's family and us too and a dog named Toro. And it was just a lot of responsibility. And somehow that responsibility went away. People started moving out of the house slowly, like becoming independent. And that gave us the liberty to decide what to do next. And our manager at the place where we worked, they usually asked them to commit to the teaching schedule 6 months in advance. Mm-hmm. So that kind of left us like, well, we're just going to do it. We don't really have a choice. If in 6 months we don't have a job, then we have a nice chunk of time to figure something out. And so everything lined up for us to just do it, to just go for it.
And now you have Carambola Community Music, where you teach music, dance, All of it.
Yeah. We had an artist come from Mexico City. He's from Veracruz, but he lives in Mexico City. Came and did a 3-day residency of workshops with us of music and dance. So we don't have a dance class yet, but dance and singing are incorporated into our instrument classes.
Well, somebody's got to move to the music.
Yeah, right. It's part of it. Yeah, there's an instrument called a tarima, which is a board that you dance on. And yeah, it's like, I say it's a foot drum. So it's part of the music. Yeah.
Okay, so Basketball in the Barrio, and then you land in this beautiful community because you are now situated upstairs from Cinco Puntos Press.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, because we, the first year, because they provide books for all of the campers mm-hmm. in Basketball in the Barrio. And the second year, I was like, I have to see who are these people? So I walked from the Armijo Center over there and was like, hey, you guys give books to Basketball in the Barrio. I want to meet you. And then last summer, well, 6 months ago, we went to their space again. And I just had this thought, wouldn't it be great if we could be connected to them somehow? Because it seems like they're sort of centrally located and it's near downtown and it's near the border. And then someone told us that the space was available upstairs. And so we just asked them. And then when we went in the elevator to look it out, I totally started crying because I was just like, this just feels good.
That's when you find your home. You feel it, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what kind of instruments are you teaching people to play?
Right now we have a few fiddle, violin students, and guitar students. We also have baby classes, which I think are very interesting in the region because there's really nothing like it. There's a program called Kinder Music, I think. I don't know who's running those programs here. It seems like there's not many options when it comes to music. So Maria can tell you a little bit more about that. She's teaching one class right now, and in January she'll be teaching two classes. And the question is, what are babies going to play, right? What are babies going to do?
So the class is, well, it's early childhood. So the class I'm teaching now is for 2 years and younger.
How fun!
Oh, it's the best. It's my favorite part of my week. And it's to encourage singing, the whole family to sing. And there's a lot of exploration with real instruments. Like I bring out the cajones. We have some drums from this place called Monk Drums in Chaparral that are on loan to us. And we have the piano and the harp, the Mexican harp and the bass and the jaranas and the guitar and the fiddle. And we sing and we dance and we explore. And one of the neatest parts is all the families hang out for 30 to 45 minutes after class.
And to be that comfortable, because I know instruments are delicate things, but
yeah.
Kids going to do all sorts of fun
yeah.
stuff with them. That
yeah. I just have a lot of faith yeah. that if we create the environment together, the parents and myself, the teacher, that and trust the kids, that they learn as they go along. Yeah, I've never had anything
well, and
get
these
stepped on.
Are made out of wood, you know, so you can always piece them together.
Debbie's good at that part.
So, I mean, we're not afraid about anything, even if the instrument is like 40 years old or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's meant to be played.
And right. It's so good for them to feel the vibrations and to make sounds for the first time. Just the way their eyes light up when they do something for the first time is just, the best.
Yeah, it's cool for them and it's cool for you to get to see that
yeah.
over and over
and cool
again.
For their parents to see them interacting with each other. And then a lot of parents who are having a child for the first time, then they have a community of other parents to talk to about things that they're learning.
Hence
through their children.
Community music.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And do you all teach all levels of ages? Are they mixed classes or how do you separate the classes out?
Well, right now in our new schedule, we have more opportunities for different ages. So you can start at 3.5 and then all the way up to senior
wow.
learning an instrument.
And all levels. You don't have to know a thing.
You don't have to know a thing. And I'm really excited about this class. I used to play. I used to sing because I've met a lot of people here that say that they have something in the closet. So I want them to bring it out.
Yeah, what do you got?
And we're going to jam. Yeah.
Yeah, I think more than anything is to introduce people to music and for them to become lifetime learners like we have. The same way we learn music, we would like them to have a similar experience.
And you're talking about preserving Mexican folk music. What's the reasoning behind that?
Well, we're in the border, so, I mean, it's the music that it's played in the border. You can call it Mexican, you can call it Tex-Mex. To us, that's what Mexican music means.
And without a doubt, whenever there's a gathering, whatever instrument's in the house, it comes out.
Yes, yes.
I mean, fiddle and guitar for sure, but mm-hmm. why not a trumpet or a drum or...
Yeah, it's part of the culture here. I think that's one of the things we were attracted to through Basketball in the Barrio when we met the families, is that the bicultural, bilingual, binational experience here, that we just felt like we had something to bring to that through music and that it would be welcome here.
So your next schedule of classes happens in January, and now's the time to enroll. So how do people get involved, or how can they enroll in the classes?
Well, the best way is to... call me. Our number is 773-613-9303. And then you can find us on Facebook, Carambola Community Music. And our website is mariajavi.com. So Maria and then YAHVI.com.
And I highly recommend, especially those kids' classes, because it sounds like, you know, that's definitely a need that I think parents with young children are looking forward to.
Yeah.
And then anyone who's looking to play an instrument.
Yeah, because it's never too late,
yes.
Right? There we all have, we're all musical beings. We were born with music inside us, but sometimes we just have to, like, take off the layers a little bit and let it out.
And now we can let it out at Carambola Community Music.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Well, I thank you so much for coming, and thank you so much for offering these classes and just having that openness. You know, anybody can come and enjoy and give it a shot. So thank you so much. Today, my guests have been Maria and Javi from Carambola Community Music. Look for them on Facebook, and why not enroll for a class? They're taking new students in January. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.